Org.
Just the region's putting it out there. Premier LGBTQ plus behavioral health agency. And you have people all over the state.
All over the state. So regardless of where you live in Pennsylvania, we can see you. Telehealth was one of the positive things for us that came out of COVID. And we're in 37 of 67 counties. So we can reach those kids who are in far-reaching communities that don't have access to our specialized care. And that's really, really important.
My mouth's open.
So explain to somebody that's listening. So we're going to have, we have a very large LGBTQ audience to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a lot of people that aren't, that are caring and understanding but don't know. Does that make sense? So explain how care for that community might be different than traditional therapy, for example.
Sure. So
great question.
That is a very good question. So we have a lot of...
I get one a day. This is
okay.
It.
We have a lot of folks, for example, who are depressed or may feel anxiety. And those... So what you do is you have those diagnoses and you're also maybe struggling with your sexual orientation. And you're... So there's lots of things going on at the same time. And so what we can do is kind of get all those things under one umbrella and kind of treat and talk about all the things that are going on in your life. All the things.
Are there people that are in the community that question their own mental health because they feel a certain way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think any of us who know anyone who's come out or come out to you, if you've had that experience.
My daughter didn't need to come out. We all knew, and it was the most comfortable thing in the world.
Yeah, but
which is not always the case.
I know that. Oh, trust me, I know that.
And think about the people that have had a hide or are still hiding right now.
And I can't really imagine what it's like to feel like you can't be who you are when you're just walking down the street or you're in school or you're at the mall or whatever. I mean, I can't relate to that at all. But it has to be so exhausting to have to hide yourself like that.
That only adds to whatever other anxieties or issues that you have in
life.
Because we're all dealing with something right now.
We are.
And then add on the fact that you don't want to be who you want to be and you can't be who you want to be.
Or you're afraid of telling your parents or you're afraid they'll kick you out because that still happens. Or you're afraid that someone's not going to talk to you anymore or whatever the case may be.
I can't imagine a parent's love suddenly stopping. Because they find out their child might be gay. Like, it literally, like, I can't wrap my brain. Like, like when that baby is born, there's no love like it in the world, right? And you love that child no matter what, through thick and through thin, through good decisions and bad decisions and all of those things. But it's suddenly like, whoa, I don't love you anymore, you're gay. Like, that literally is something that makes my head want to explode. And I can't imagine being in the community and having your parents stop loving you. Because of who you love,
right,
might be as tragic as anything I can even begin to wrap my head around.
It is, and I think there's a lot of people, many of whom may be listening, that are struggling with that. And I call us because we can help you. And I say to people all the time who might tell me stories, you know, all you really need to do is love your kid.
That's it.
Ta-da! One thing. There you go.
It doesn't really seem to be hard in my world, but just love them. Love them from who they are. Love them for what they look like. Love them for how they want to wear their hair. Love them for who they want to love. I mean, just, yeah.
It sounds so simple, but we know it's not.
Right.
And that's why we have you, and that's why we have Perced. PercedCenter.org.
All right, when we come back, can we go over all the services you offer?
Sure.
Awesome. You're listening to 100.7 Star. More good days in May.